Daf is Daf Mem Vav, I believe. Is that correct? Okay, Mem Vav. Fine. So the Gemara says, let's take it 6, 7 lines down or so. The Gemara says, Tani Tana Kami de Rav Sheshes. So the Braisa was taught in front of Rav Sheshes, teaching us Ha'akum Ha'ovdim Es Ha'arim Es Ha'gvos Hein Mutar. We saw this before, but if a non-Jew were to serve a mountain or a hill, the halacha is that mutar, these items cannot become aser. Vavdeim, however, those who worship it are going to be besayif. Rashi points out that the Bnei Noach are one of the Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach is, of course, Avodah Zarah, and any Stam Misa for a Ben Noach is going to be Saif. They get killed with a sword. So then the Gemara says, Ves Hazroim, Ves Hayirakos, when it comes to vegetables and things growing on the ground, Hey Nasurin, those Ram and Yirakos, if they are worshipped, they themselves are actually Aser, even though they're Mechuba Lekarka, but they grow from the ground, they're going to be Aser. Ve'ovdeim b'saif, and those who worship it, the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, are going to be killed b'saif. So Amar Lei, so they say to Rav Sheshes, or Rav Sheshes says to those who are teaching the Braisa to him, Damar Lechamani, who authored this Braisa that says this? So they say, must be Rabbi Yossi bar Yehudahi, Damar, he is of the opinion that Ilan Shenatu, the tree that was planted, Ulvasof Avdu, and after it was planted in the ground, it was Aser. So it's Aser, even though it's Mechubal Karka, and you would have thought it would be like the Har itself, like the Gvaos themselves, and therefore Mutter tells us that if it was a detached and then attached, then planted, that's considered separate from the mountain and would have a din of Iser to it. So the Gemara says, how come you're establishing this Braisa like Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda? Lokmei, why don't you say it's Be'ilan Shenatu Mitchila Lechach? Maybe say it was a tree that was planted on the intent of being used as Avodah Zarah from the beginning, from the outset, which would be even like the Rabbanim. And why have to limit it to only the opinion of Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda? So the Gemara says, L'saka Daitach, he wouldn't think it would be the Rabbanim, the Katani Dumi Dahar. The fact that Braisa lumps together the Harim and the Zraim sound like they're the same. What does that mean? Mahar shalonatu mitchilachach. Just like a mountain wasn't planted for this. It wasn't created for the purpose of Avodah Zarah. So to its counterpart, afhai, so to this, the case of the Zraim and Yirakos is a nami shalonatu mitchilachach. It wasn't planted with the intent of being worshipped. It was planted to plant, to make it look nice for whatever purpose. It was only after the fact that it was worshipped. So we see that the Braisa must be authored by Rabbi Yossi, by Yehuda, that says a even though the Ilan was not to, it was planted just for a tree, but afterwards it was worshipped, it's different than a mountain. While a mountain won't become Aser, a tree will in fact become Aser. Gemara now quotes a Machlokas Amarayim, Itmar. Avane har shenildalu. So what's the case here? A rock that falls out of a mountain. Rashi just explains here the first narrow line down. Shenildalu nekru me'alein, that some boulders fell out of the mountain on their own. Vishtachava akum lahem, and a goy came along and worshipped these boulders. So what's the status? Are these boulders going to be aser b'ana, or are they going to be mutter b'ana? So Gemara says it's machlokes amaroyim. So again, itmar. Avane har shenildalu, these boulders that fell out of the mountain, b'nei Rabbi Chiyah, the children of Rabbi Chiyah and Rabbi Yochanan had a machlokas. Chad amar asuros, one of them held that these boulders are asur, v'chad amar, the other opinion was mutaris, they're permitted. So my time, what's the reasoning? Demand amar mutaris. Why would you think these boulders that fell out of the mountain are mutar? They say kahar, just like the mountain itself. The mountain, we said, if the mountain's worshipped, it's mutar. So too, when it comes to these boulders, even though they're now detached, they're mutar as well. Mahar she'ein bo tfisas yidei adam mutar. A mountain that doesn't have the tfisa, the grabbing of the man, which means that a mountain wasn't created by man, so they're mutter. So af hani, so to these boulders, she'ein behem tfisas yidei adam, man had nothing to do with them, the man didn't create them, the man didn't take them out of the mountain, they fell off on their own. So too, these boulders that fell out on their own are mutarin. So the Gemara says, using this logic, ma lahar shekein mechuber, but that's very different. The mountain is mechuber, it's connected to the ground. These boulders are detached from the ground and are very different. There should be room to say that the boulders are going to be usher if they've been worshipped. Gemara says, no, I bring you a raya here, behema tochiach, an animal that is not attached to the ground, yet it's going to be mutter b'hana. The lach is an animal that's been worshipped. Behema ne'evad, that's been worshipped, is aser legavoa. You can't use it as a karban, but a hedyot, you can use it. You're allowed to use it for your own personal use. That is permitted lehedyot. So behema, that's not mechubar, it's going to be mutter. So too, these boulders, which are not mechubar, are mutter as well. Mar says, but wait a second here. you're using an animal now as the raya why boulders are mutter. An animal is alive. And Rashi points out, if it's alive, it's more chashiv than a dead boulder. A boulder that has no life to it. So I could understand why behema, it's more chashiv, and therefore it's going to be mutter b'hana. But a boulder, maybe I would think it's aser b'hana. So the Gemara says, well, har yochiach, har, a mountain isn't alive, and yet it's mutter. So to a boulder is not alive and should be mutter. So Gemara goes back and forth, and the Chazar din lo rai kezek rai zev, lo rai zek rai zev, hatzad ha-shavah shebehen. What is the common denominator between a mountain and an animal? Hatzad ha-shavah shebehen, shehen behem tfisas yidei adam u-mutter. Both an animal and a mountain have no tfisas yad, was not created by man. Af kol shein ban tfisas yad yidei adam mutter. So to any other object that wasn't created by man is mutter. In other words, a boulder has no tfisas yad and is mutter. Gemara says, wait a second, if you're using a mountain and a behema as the source, malat tzad ha-shava shebehen shekein lo nishtanu mibiyasan. But a mountain had never been changed since the creation of the mountain, and neither has the animal been ever changed. It's an animal from the time it's been born, and nothing has changed. So they really maintain their initial status, as opposed to a boulder. Something has changed, so although it came from a mechub l'karka, although it came from a mountain, it's now a new item and takes on a new halacha, and maybe it should be aser b'hana. So the Gemara says, no, ela aser, we're going to tweak, what's the source that a boulder, shenildilu, is mutter, imibehema balas mum umehar. We're now combining not a stam animal, an animal that has a balas mum, that has a blemish that has been changed from the time that animal was born, coupled along with a mountain, those two together, just like both them, atzada shavet shebehen, she'en bem tfisas yad, and mutter, so to avanehar, shenildilu, is mutter. Inami, alternatively, another approach could be, mibehema tama, an animal that's completely pure and unblemished, so there has been no change from the moment of birth, umeilan yavesh, and a dry tree that's connected to the ground, but it's dried, it's changed from the bria, that's going to be the model, just like those two, a behema tama, and a yavan ilan yavesh, are ein bem tfisas yidei adam and mutter, so to avane har shenildilu are mutter as well. So that explains why you would hold these things are mutter, these boulders are mutter. What about the opinion who held above, Uman de Aser, the one who felt that a Avane Har Shenildilu are actually Aser if it's been worshipped? That holds like Lahacha Ksiv, Shakesh the Shakshenu V'tav Ta'evu, the Pasuk says, with these extra words, tells us that Afagav de Aser Medina Lehetera. Even though we just proved above through logic, through these Kal V'chomers, that there's room to say that these boulders are going to be mutter, in fact, but these extra pasuks of Sheket Tichakshenu V'tev Te'enu is telling us, lo tasya, don't learn the Kal V'chomer, the Gzer Sakasiv is going to override the Kal V'chomer and tell you that the Avane Har Shenildilu are in fact going to be us. So that's the Machlokas Amorim. Mar now wants to conclude, last two narrow lines of the Amud here, Tistayim Dibnei Rabbi Chiya Disharu. Let's conclude that the children of Rabbi Chiya are the ones who hold that these boulders are in fact mutter. So it's important to know who are the children of Rabbi Chiya. Rashi tells us it was Yehuda. Yehuda is one child and Chizkiya was the other child. So these are the Yehuda and Chizkiya were the children of Rabbi Chiya. So how do we know that Rabbi Chiya's children were the ones who said the boulders are mutter? So the Gemara says, because Dibai Chizkiya, one of his children, asked the following question. Zakaf beitza l'shachav asla. You took an egg and you held it up straight in order to be worshipped. And what l'shachav asla ma kasakadait? What's the halacha here? So the Gemara says kasakadaitach. You would think l'shachav asla v'shachav asla. If you tilt it upward, you stand the egg up with the intent and bowing down, and you actually v'shachav asla, you worship the beitza. But coming by late, the shal is, Hai zikifasa, this standing up of the egg, I have a maisa, I lo have a maisa. Is that considered an action, enough of a maisa to know, right? An egg is something that's no tfisas yidei adam. It's not man-made, rather, right, it's not man-made, and therefore it should be mutter. But when you adjust it, is that going to be considered a maisa, and now that's maisa be the adam, that's tfisas be the adam? Is that considered a maisa? Aval lo zakaf, if it's not going to be bent upwards, it's going to be just lying down on its side, the egg looks more natural. Lo mitasi, that's certainly not aser. So we see from all this, Shma mina Rabbi Chiya desharo. Rabbi Chiya assumed if you leave the egg as is, you leave it just lying down the way the egg lies on the ground, that's completely mutter, because he holds that klal, anything it has ain but tfisas the adam is mutter. So just like he says that by the egg, so too he would say the same thing by the boulder. It's again, it's like nildilu me'ahar, same idea as the egg. So it must be, again, we conclude that Bnei Chiya, Rabbi Chiya, are the ones who permit the boulders. Gemara says, lo, you can't bring me a raya from that shaila of the beitza. The olam, in reality, we could still assume that children Rabbi Chiya held that the case of the boulders are in fact asr. So what's the case of the beitza? How come there's a shaila here? The shachav Allah, afagav delo zakva asura. So if you bow down to it, even though you didn't bend the egg, you didn't adjust the egg, the egg was as is, it's lo tfisa b'yad adam, if someone worships it, it's vade asr. So what's the shaila here by the egg then? Hacha b'maya skin, what's the case here? Kigon shizakav beitza l'shachav asla. You bend the egg, you put the egg standing upwards. V'lo hashach, with the intent of bowing down. However, you never get the chance. V'lo hashachav ala. You don't end up bowing down. So what's the shaila? Leman, according to whom? I leman damar avodos kachavim shal Yisrael asur miyad. If you hold in general any idol, any type of statue, any god of that they make that a yid makes into an object, into a god, miyad asur, it becomes asur immediately before having to do any maisa. So the moment this guy said, this egg, I'm going to worship it, even though he never ended up bowing down to it, that becomes asur miyad. Now, I leman damar, if you hold according to the other opinion in general that holds ad shite avad, that the egg or any other object item doesn't become asr until it's been worshipped, well, halopalcha, what's the shaila here? If he only tilted up the egg with the intent of bowing down, but never actually bent down, never did a bow, that's vadai mutter. So what's the suffix here? What's the case of the beitza where you tilted it up, lishachava, but lo hishachavala? So the Gemara finally clarifies the suffix, lo tzricha, it's only needed for kigon shizakav beitza lishachavasla. You put the egg standing upwards with the intent of bowing down. V'lo shachav ala, you don't end up bowing down. However, someone else bows down to the egg, not you. Uba oved kochavim v'shachav ala. A non-Jew comes along and says, oh, wait a second, that's a nice-looking egg. I'm going to bow down to it and worship it. So what's the shaila now? Ki ha d'amar Rav Yehuda amar Shmuel. They have a following halacha, that Yisrael shezakav levena. If a yid were to bend up a brick's lying down on its side horizontally, and you make the brick stand up vertically, so the halacha is, l'shachav asla, you're setting up the brick to be worshipped, and before you have a chance to bow down, ba'ovid kochavimi, non-Jew comes along, v'shachav asla, and he bows down to the brick, asur. Everyone agrees by the brick, that's asur. So the question is, now we're bringing this over to the case of a beitza, the kamibayle, levena hu deminkere zikifasa. The brick, it's clear, the horizontally versus vertical, it's very noticeable, the difference. And the guy is standing it up, it's clear he's doing it for the Zohar purposes. About Beitza, the egg, was lying down on its side versus standing up, the difference is not so clear. So the question is about Beitza low, it's not so recognizable, and therefore it won't be usher if the other guy bows down to it. Or maybe we don't care how recognizable it is, the fact that a maisa was done by Yid. And even though it's a non-Jew that came along and bowed down, that would be sufficient to make this beit ha'asr, and the Gemara ends up saying it's a teku. But this has no bearing on the previous discussion of the boulder being broken out of the mountain. This is a whole other case here. Okay, the Gemara says now the last line of the Amud. Boy Rami Bar Chama Hamishtachav Alahar Avonav Mahu. You bow down to a mountain. What's the status Avonav Mahu? What's the status of the rocks with respect to the Mizbech? Can you take out? Can you chisel out these rocks and stones from the mountain in order to build a Mizbech? Right. So we know already that a mountain doesn't become usher. But what's the status once you're tolish? You detach the boulders. So the Gemara says, what's the shaila on the very top of Amud Beis here? Yesh Nevad B'Mechuber Eitzel Gavoa. O'ei nevad b'mechuber eitzel gavoa. Is there going to be, when something's nevad, when something's worshipped for avodah zarah purposes, are we going to say that which is mechuber l'karbika has a din of it will be usher even to, for gavoa? Or are we going to say that it won't be usher l'gavoa? There's no isser, no chalos of nevad on that which is mechuber l'karbika, and it's mutter to gavoa, it's mutter for carbon. So the Gemara says, "Im tim salomar yesh neva b'mechuber mechuber etzel gavoa." Do you want to grant that anything connected to the ground when worshipped, you can never use it for an actual carbon when you detach it? Even though right now that mountain is an usur, the moment you detach it, you can't use it for a karban. The question is, can you use those rocks machshire karban ke karban dami olo? Are you allowed to take those rocks and build a mizbeach, which is not an actual karban, it's a hechsher, it's a machshire karban. So yes, we're assuming that the rocks cannot be used. If again, someone worships this mountain, the rocks are now disqualified from ever being used as an actual karban. The question is, can you use it to be machshir karban, to build a mizbeach? That's the shiloh. Now this next piece here is going to be quite confusing. Okay, let's take it very, very slow. Amr, so you hear the question? The suffix is, can you use these rocks to build the mizbeach? That's the shiloh. So Amr Rava. Rava says, kal v'chomer. It's very easy. It's based on a kal v'chomer, the answer. What's a kal v'chomer? Ma esnan, an esnan, which is something that's given to a zona. It's some type of payment to a zona. Shemutar b'talish lehedyo. If the item is a talish, it's not connected to the ground. So if it's detached, it's mutter, that object, even though it was used to pay a zona, it's mutter for a hedyo to use. Hedyo is allowed to use that object, there's no problem. There's no isra no. But if it's a talish lehedyo, but aser b'mechub l'gavoa. It's aser, however, if it's attached to the ground, whatever was, you know, if a house was used to pay a zona, it's mechub l'karka, that's aser for the gavoa. Cannot be used in the Beis HaMikdash. Dichsiv, it says in the pasuk, Lo savi esen zona u'mechir kelev, and the rest of the pasuk, which is really a key here, Beis Hashem lo kecha. You can't use it Beis Hashem. Even that which is mechub l'karka is asher l'gavoa. So while talish of an esen and talish is mutter lehedyo, mechubar is asher l'gavoa. Lo shna talish lo shna b'mechubar. So that's when it comes to an esen. Esen is mutter b'talish to hedyo, mechubar l'gavoa is asher. But now a nevad, something that had been worshipped for Avodah Zarah, she'asur betalish, it's asur if it's detached lehedyo. If you worship an item that's detached, it's asur even for hedyo. It's iser hana, that means, einodin, is it not logical to say, she'asur b'mechubar legavoa? If when by nevad we're machmir on the talish, so certainly we should machmir on that which is mechubar legavoa. Because using the esen as the model, esen we were make by talish, and we're machmir by mechubar, so for nevad, which we're machmir for talish, kavachomer we should be machmir, even that which is mechubar lekarka. And therefore, if a rock, if a mountain was worshipped, so then the rocks of that mountain, which is mechubar, came from mechubar, should be aser to the gavo as well, even for building a mizbeach. And that's the kavachomer Rava. Hope that was somewhat clear. So Amale Rav Huna, Brei de Rav Yeshua le Rava. Rav Huna challenges this kal v'chomer and he challenges it to Rava. He says, oh, Chilif, let's go the opposite direction. Maybe instead of being machmir for Nevad and assuming Nevad is mechubar, is going to be asr l'gavoa, let's say the opposite. Let's use Nevad to bring a kula to Esen and say as follows. Ma Nevad, just like a case that was worshipped for Avodah Zarah, she'asr b'talish. If you worship something that's detached from the ground, that item is asr. Eitel hedyot, it's asr for hedyot, meaning it's asr b'ana. But it's mutter b'mechubar l'gavoa, but that nevad, it's mutter, if it's mechubar l'gavoa, we know a mountain is mutter. Because shenemar Eloheim al heharim, v'lo heharim, only the gods that are on top of the mountains, but not the actual mountains, the actual mechubar is going to be mutter l'gavoa. And it says further, Eloheim loshna lehedyot loshna l'gavoa. So then it doesn't make a difference whether it's for the hedyot or for the gavoa. So if we're makel, for nevad, for mechubar, so now esen, shemutr betalish, that object of an esen, if it's talish, it's mutr lehedyot, there's no isra no, eino din, is it not a kavachomer, we should be makel, shemutr b'mechubar legavoa, that which is attached to the ground, it should be mutr. So if a person pays a zona with beischa, if for mechubar, it should be mutter legavoa, a kavachomer, just like when a nevad, the mountain itself, which is mechubar, is mutter legavoa. So to for esnan, the mechubar should be mutter legavoa as well. How could you say that? How could you interpret the pasuk of esnan that even mechubar is mutter legavoa? Doesn't the pasuk say imishim beis Hashem el kecha? Doesn't it say clearly that even a beis Hashem, even mechubar, is asr legavoa? Where it says, me barley, that Beis Hashem is not telling me that which is mechubar of an esnan is aser. That's teaching me a whole nother drasha. Lichadatanya. What is Beis Hashem al-Kecha teaching me? What is aser? Is what? When can you not use a Essen Zona? It's only when it comes to something that's going to be used in the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaShem Al-Kecha, you can't use it for Gavoa. But Prat Lepara, Shein Ba LeBeis LeBayis, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. But let's say a cow was used to Per Zona, so that cow can't be used in the Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaShem Al-Kecha. But that par, if it's a paraduma, can be used for paraduma because it's the paraduma never comes into the Beis Hashem. It doesn't come in the Beis Hamikdash. It's done outside the Beis Hamikdash. That's what we're learning. Nothing to do with mechuber versus talish. A whole nother halacha here. That's all divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Chachamim omrim. Chachamim argue and say no. It's l'rabos es harikuyim. It's coming to include something else that Rashi explains. What's rikuyim? Around halfway down the narrow lines in Rashi. Tasei Zahav, flattened out pieces of gold, Sheosin Tzipur Lekosa, that they used to cover the walls of the Heichal Lebayit, based Kachay Kadashim, that's coming to include even those items of gold are going to be disqualified for the Beis Hashem Elokecha. But again, nothing to do with Mechubah Lekarka at all. So we're saying, again, just to review, just like Nevad, although Nevad, that which is Talish is Asur, but that which is Mechubah like mountains is Mutter, so too in Esnan, where the Talish of an Esnan is Mutter Lehedyot, so Kavachomer, we should make it for the Mechubah to be Mutter Legavoah. And therefore, it has no bearing on the question of Machshirei Karban Kekarban. So the Gemara says, Amar Lei, Rava says back to Rav Huna, Ana Kamina Lechumra, Vat Amar Slakula. I'm using the connection of Esnan and Nevad to Machmir on a Nevad. And you're using it to be Mekil on the Esnan. Doesn't make any sense. So again, Ana Kamina Lechumra, I'm going Machmir, Vat Amar Slakula. You're saying Lakula? Whenever we have Kula Lechumra, L'chumra parchin, and whenever the option of going kul l'chumra, we always go l'chumra when it comes to kal v'chomer. So Amar Lei Rapapa, Rapapa says, really? L'rava? V'chol heicha dika kul l'chumra l'kula lo parchin? Whenever we have an option of going l'chumra l'kula, we'd never go l'kula? Is that really true? Is that really a klal we have throughout Shas? V'ha hazah de Pesach. We're getting ready with Shlosh Miyom Kodem Achag. So hazah de Pesach, when it comes to hazah de Pesach, a person is tamei meis. He's Tamei Meis, and he has to go through the process of Hazah. It needs to be sprinkled with the Paraduma in order to be Tahor for the Karban Pesach. So what happens if the Hazah, the Pesach, the seventh day, falls out on Shvi, on Shabbos? The guy's seventh day is Shabbos, and Shabbos happens to be Erev Pesach. So normally you're not allowed to do the sprinkling of the Hazah of Tumas Meis on Shabbos. The way they always figure it out, there's no, when a person becomes Tamei, there's no urgency for him to have to go everything in order to become Torah that day. We make sure it happens, they get sprinkled on day 3 and 7. We make sure that those days don't take place on Shabbos. So you have to just work it out. So let's say you could start on Friday, it could be day 1. So Friday, Shabbos, Sunday is day 3. So Sunday you get sprinkled, and then Wednesday or so becomes day 7. That's when you do the sprinkling. We never have it coincide 3 and 7 on Shabbos, because that's a shvus. To do hazah, just like a person's not allowed to tovel a keli, you can't do tfias kelim on Shabbos, because you're fixing something, so to do hazah, sprinkle something on a person, that's some type of tikkun mana, tikkun gavra, we don't do that on Shabbos. But let's say, if the guy, the only way for him to become tahor from Tumas Meis, is to do the final day 7 sprinkling on Shabbos, because it's Erev Pesach, he wants to bring the Karban Pesach, he needs to be tahor meis. So now, if he doesn't do the sprinkling on day 7, he misses out Pesach Rishon, needs to wait all the way till Pesach Sheni. So maybe we should override the Hazah on Shabbos, let him take it on Shabbos, this, it's Erev Pesach, this way, he could go ahead and bring the Karban Pesach. So what's the halacha? So the Gemara says, Ha Hazah, the Pesach, the Pligi Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva, and Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer. The Rabbi Eliezer Savar, L'chumra, he thought to be machmir, the kamechayv le legavra, and he's machmir in that what? He says, I think he says machmir that you're chayv. I think he's machmir that you should do the hazah and be chayv. It's really a kula though. It's cooler than for Karban Pesach. Either way, every kula is a chumra. So if you just look at Rashi, just to be clear, Rashi says the Rabbi Eliezer, Dan kavachomer l'chumra, de katani amar Rabbi Eliezer, ale ani dan, ma shchita, shimishim malacha, dochas haShabbos, we know shchita is Karban Pesach, if Yud Dalet falls out on Shabbos, you shech the Karban Pesach, Yud Dalet, Shemizu mishem shvus, which hazah is only a shvus. It's very low level. It's only an isser midrabanan. Eino din shetidcha. So certainly we should allow the hazah to be docha Shabbos. V'yazah love and sprinkle on this individual v'yischai bePesach. So then that's Rabbi Eliezer. He learned the Kavah Chomer l'chumra. But then Rabbi Akiva back to the Gemara was l'kula upatah. He learned it l'kula and he said we should be mekel. That no, look at we'll see in just a second what the kula is. He thought no, and the guy's going to miss Pesach Harishon, and he's pater from bringing a carbon Pesach. So the kaparach Rabbi Akiva l'kula. What was the question of Rabbi Akiva? It's none. Hey, she Rabbi Akiva, ochil hadvarim. Let's learn the opposite way. Ma haza shimishum shvus eino docha as a Shabbos. Let's take shvus really in general isn't docha Shabbos. And so therefore we should say, Shchita shidaraisa lakoshein. So certainly, Shchita, which is a deraisa, which is a malacha deraisa, certainly that shouldn't be docha Shabbos either. So you see here, Rabbi Kiva is going lakula. He is using a kava chomer lakula. We just said above, if you have two ways to go, kula chumra, we always go lakumra. But here Rabbi Akiva is clearly going lakula. So Gemara says no. That whole dialogue between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva is a whole other world. Hasam Rabbi Eliezer gamrei v'yakar le'tamuda. Rabbi Eliezer was really the source. He really knew the halacha that a shvus shouldn't be docha Shabbos. He knew that, and he just forgot that he got older and he started to forget. His memory is going a little bit. V'yaser Rabbi Akiva la'tchuri. Rabbi Akiva wanted to remind him, but in a very covetic way. He was a Talmud, and he had respect for him. So he created this Kal V'Chomer, not a real Kal V'Chomer, just to jog his memory. And therefore, we can't learn any proofs from the Kal V'Chomer Rabbi Akiva brought. He was just doing this, again, to help remind his Rebbe. Behind that's exactly what that mission, it's a mission in Pesachim, that concludes, Damrlei Rebbe, Al Tachbireini B'Sha'as Adin. So it got to some point where Blazer says, how could you go against me? He says, Rebbe, don't start denying what I'm saying during this conversation here. The truth is, Rebbe Akiva says, Kach mekubal ani mimcha. Actually, the lacha, I have a mesorah from you, my Rebbe, what the lacha is, that hazah shvus ein adoch the Shabbos. Even though the seventh day of the guy's tara process is going to be on Shabbos, and he doesn't do hazah, he's missing Karim Pesach, doesn't make a difference. I have a kabbal from you, Rebbe Eliezer, that's not Doch as a Shabbos, and therefore it wasn't a real Kavah Chomer. So in the end of the day, it turns out, we accept the initial Kavah Chomer of the Esnan and the Nevad that were L'chumra, to conclude that a Nevad, that which is Mechubal Karka, is going to be Asr L'Gavoa, even for Machshirei Karba. Okay, we'll stop here. Yeah.
Even though we do Hazah on Shabbos, on the Karbanos, no?
No, for the Karbanos we do, that's inside Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. We do what we do is that's Zerika, that's not Hazah. Hazah is on the person himself with some type of Tikkun Mana, Tikkun